Radio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
Now, if that music doesn't excite you, nothing will. That means it's time for the Dan and Dave Show on America's Web Radio, and we're glad to have you listening in, and there are a ton of you listening. You must have heard the word that we have got a major, that is as in Air Force major, coming in, Mr. Dan Rooney, Major Dan Rooney, and we're very pleased to have him. He's with Folds of Honor, and this is an organization that he founded, and we're going to have him in here about 10:15 thereabouts, so we're looking forward to him calling in. And other than that, we've got Mr. Dan on the line from the left coast. He's out there, and y'all may get some of that white stuff I noticed on the weather report.
Cocaine? No, that's marijuana. We're legal for marijuana, not cocaine.
God.
Cocaine is a whole different. Well, you're talking about snow.
I'm talking about that cold stuff, yes.
Oh, the snow. The four-letter word that starts with an S.
Yes.
Yeah, we may have a white Thanksgiving.
you'll
which would be wonderful.
At least you'll be able to find the turkey with the footprints in the snow. I understand ISIS is coming to perform surgery on the turkey. Is that correct?
No. No, I saw a YouTube video on how to carve a turkey, and I'm the world's worst turkey carver, and it's so embarrassing. Every Thanksgiving, I take that knife out, and I look at the beautiful turkey, and I know what it's going to look like when I get finished with it. So this year, I saw the video, and I'm going to try to copy what I learned, and make a beautiful, beautiful turkey out of it.
You know, the biggest deal
good.
With any of the carving is, and the big deal is if you've got a super, super sharp knife, that's the trick to any carving, then you can do anything. And unfortunately, most of my knives are not that sharp. I've got one of those things like the chef uses, and I can take a dull knife and make it even more dull, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the key, is that sharp knife.
Yeah, I've always thought it's kind of magic the way knives get sharpened. And the rod that you're talking about that the chef shoots is just to align kind of the molecules on the end of the blade. So, I mean, when it's done right, you really have a sharp knife.
The molecules?
Are we
getting technical?
Yeah, you got to sharpen the little molecules.
Oh, maybe that's where I've gone wrong. I've tried to do the big particles instead of the molecules. But anyway, I wanted to bring up the fact, too, because we had a warning here in Atlanta. I don't know if you heard about that, but Phillips Arena.
I did, yeah.
Well, you know, people have got to understand these bastards are winning whether they do anything or not. Now, I don't have a clue as to what it must have cost the city of Atlanta last night, but anytime you heighten the security, you do this, you do that, well, it ain't free, you know? And these guys could put out, we're focusing on Dan's house, and all of a sudden you have to spend $4,000 or $5,000 on security. Well, they've won, you know? That's the whole kicker, is they're winning without doing a thing. And, you know, they're here. I just watched a show that pointed out the fact that, ISIS could be your next-door neighbor. And this gentleman, who is an expert, and he was also on Megyn Kelly's show last night, he's an expert on terrorism and counterterrorism and all this stuff. And, you know, he advised that if you live in a state that permits you to carry a weapon, you can get a carry permit, by all means do it, and not only you, but your family and, you know, whoever you can get. That it's important today that you be able to protect yourself. Obviously, the police can't be everywhere, and, you know, you
well,
just don't know.
Yeah, interestingly enough, the police force or the law enforcement people used to say, you know, if you're around a shooter, if a shooter takes out a gun and starts shooting, you know, run away. Don't engage the shooter. But now they're saying if you are armed and if you're competent, go ahead and engage that shooter as soon as you can.
Yeah, I don't think there's...
The philosophy has switched.
Yeah, I don't see any question in it. And, you know, it's I don't know if you saw, this was not a terrorist act, but I guess in some ways you could say that. The medical student in New Orleans, he's a medical student at Tulane.
My wife dreamed about that last night.
You know, this is crazy. And I got, you know, I'm going to throw rocks at New Orleans. I can't address it today, but I can address it during when we had Katrina. A number of my medical friends here in Atlanta volunteered, and they went to help in New Orleans. And this was obviously 10 years ago, whatever it was, 10, 11 years, well, I guess 10 years ago. They went, and they went for one purpose only, as medical folks, be they doctors or nurses, to help the people in New Orleans. And they were based more or less out of Tulane. And I think with the exception of one, they all came running back because they were being shot at. You know, I couldn't fathom it. I couldn't get that in my mind, how somebody could be shooting at people that were trying to help them. And you know, New Orleans, I haven't been back. I have no desire to go back to New Orleans. I think it's a sick, sick city. And this guy just coming up, the medical student was trying to help someone, and this guy decided he was going to rob him. And thank God, the medical student must be totally blessed. The guy's weapon didn't misfire. It just jammed as he was going to shoot the guy in the head. The medical student.
Yeah, and the weird thing about it, they had it on camera.
Yeah.
That was strange to look at that, as it happened.
So we talked about, before we got started this morning, we talked about the case in Indiana. I'm glad that they caught the guy, and as I said, from my standpoint, maybe I'm a bit radical, but in this day and time, to have raped the young lady who was pregnant with her second child, the minister's wife, to have raped her and then shot her. Now, they got this guy dead to right with DNA. I mean, there ain't no question that it was somebody else. It was him. And my feeling is I would find the first oak tree. No trial, no jury, no questions. That guy deserves a rope, and the sooner they put a rope around that bastard's neck, the better off. I might have somebody physically abuse him a little bit before I hung him, just to know how it felt, and then hang him. When there is no question, he doesn't deserve due process. He didn't give that young lady due process. He didn't. You know, I mean, what he did was just horrendous, and I think he should be treated the same. And I don't believe that he deserves a fair trial by his peers. I believe he deserves
talking about sounds like Sharia law, and it seems like Sharia law is what we don't like. So, you know, I can understand your emotions. I can understand that.
Well, here's where I come from. I don't believe that guy deserves to be on death row for the next 24 years at $30,000 a year. That, to me, is just
stupid.
I totally
agree with that.
But that's what he's going to get, you know? And I don't know what kind of laws Indiana has, but, you know, that guy deserves one thing, and that's a rope. So, nice weekend.
Yeah. It was cold here. Cold and dry. Boy, I got out and I blew leaves, and the leaves crinkled when I walked on them, and it was fun.
Snap, crackle.
And then my wife went out and bought a sofa.
Yeah.
And the people didn't deliver, so we had to get a truck, go get it, lift it in, take it home, lift it out, take the old sofa out. Man, I was dead when that was over.
Yuck.
I felt like I had been thoroughly abused.
That sounded a whole lot like work. Did you take pictures? Nothing personal, my friend, but I haven't seen you.
I got witnesses. I didn't. Yeah, I was too busy to take pictures, but I have witnesses.
No selfie of you moving the couch?
Nope. I should have done that. That would have been great.
I sure would like to see a picture of that. In fact, since you have no pictures, could you have these people that you say you have witnesses, could you have them send me an email verifying the fact that we saw Dan work?
Maybe a notarized statement?
I'd take that, yes. Or just a prick of your finger and write it in blood. That'd be all right.
Yeah, well.
I don't want you to take personal offense, but gosh, if you were working, you know, there's a first for everything, though, you know? I understand that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your kind remarks this morning. Have a good life, and I'll see you around. Goodbye.
Well, physical labor is not in your vocabulary.
Well, you know, I'm more of an administrator, I admit. I'm a director, a planner. I'm a facilitator. I don't want to have to get out and do that hard work myself. Heavens.
I know.
Heavens, the Betsy.
I know. Well, I tell you what, I believe that Major Rooney has joined us. And
I am here.
I think what we'll do, Dan, is just go right into the interview and start talking to the Major. We'll cut out the our initial break at 15 after, and this is too important. Major, welcome to America's Web Radio.
Well, it's a great day to be an American. Thanks for having me.
It is a great day.
Yeah, thank you for being here, Major. I even put on shoes this morning for this special radio presentation. I'm honored that you're in the room. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
In the room or on the phone. Let me ask Major Rooney, do you prefer going by Major Rooney?
It doesn't matter. My call sign is Noonan, so all my friends call me Noonan, and that's the namesake from the movie Caddyshack. He's the only guy that's a golf pro and a fighter pilot in America, so you can call me Noonan, you can call me Dan, Major Dan, whatever you like.
Well, we both Dan and myself, the other Dan, we got two Dans on now, the other Dan that's in Portland, well, we're both grunts from many, many, many years ago. Let me ask, as I recall in your bio, you're still active, right, in the Guard?
I am. So I'm actually flying the United States Air Force Reserves and the 301st Fighter Squadron at a Tyndall Air Force Base, which is in Panama City, Florida. So I'm blessed to still kick the tires and light the fire 6 or 7 days a month and scratch that need for speed, if you will. So, yeah, I'm still serving.
Well, I've got a
flying, Major? What kind of aircraft are you flying now?
So I'm an aggressor pilot, and I fly a blacked-out AT-38, which is a supersonic jet trainer, and our role is as the enemy. So we're replicating the bad guys, and so it's a very, very cool job for a 42-year-old.
Well, I've got a son that's a captain in the Air Force, and he's stationed over in South Korea, as a matter of fact. So,
God bless him, and you guys for your service as well.
Well, we were ground pounders that didn't make a whole lot of difference back then. But anyway, we're pleased to have you. I saw you on, I believe it was Fox and Friends a number of months ago, and I was very interested in what you're doing. And to begin with, I'd just like a little bit of history. Was this your idea, and how did it progress, and what was the thing that turned on the idea and said, we've got to do this?
Well, number one, it was God's plan. I am a very humble instrument of what I believe is the divine mission. And I call them moments of synchronicity, which is chance with a purpose, is how I define that. And I got back from my second tour of duty, and unbeknownst to me, I was on a commercial airline flight with what would be identical twin brothers. Corporal Brad Buckland was bringing his twin brother, Corporal Brock Buckland, home. From Iraq, who had been killed. And that night, I like to say, I saw the other side of war. I watched the Buckland family on the darkest night of their lives, his brothers, his sisters, but he had a little four-year-old boy, and his eyes were fixated on his father's American flag-draped coffin as it inched out the cargo ramp. And, I felt a calling from God in that moment in my life. And, 8 years ago started the Folds of Honor, but that was the inspiration for what become something that's changed a lot of lives along this journey.
I have a flag in front of me folded, as a matter of fact, here in the studio, that was presented to me by a very close friend. Explain Folds of Honor. People have seen it, but I don't know that they've ever really appreciated what you're saying there with the name of your organization.
Yeah, well, number one, a lot of people don't even realize who receives a folded flag. And if you have served in the military and perished in combat or later in life, the government gives you a folded flag, which I think is a tremendous, obviously, honor and thank you for your service. But a folded American flag actually weighs 2.3 pounds. And while that is light, when you think about it, that weight can be unbearable to the families who receive that as a result of a loss in combat. And that's why the Folds of Honor was created. And our mission is to provide scholarships for the spouses and the children of our fallen service members and also disabled service members. And, in 8 short years, we've been very blessed to have a whole lot of great patriots join our mission. We have now 10,213 recipients.
Wow, that's
represented
great.
In all 50 states across this great nation. We put right about $13 million out in financial aid this fall, and, we continue to grow in, very powerful ways. I was sitting watching the Dolphins-Cowboys game yesterday, and all the announcers on Fox were wearing Folds of Honor pins, and they did a big segment during the game and talking about the impact that we're having. And our country, I think, is really good at breaking people's stuff, but not really good at dealing with the consequences. And so we like to think that we stand in and help fill that gap for these families after their service is been done.
Sir, are you is the organization a 501?
Yes. Yep. We're a nonprofit 501c3, and very proud to tell you that almost 87 cents of every dollar donated goes directly to scholarships. So we're running what we like to call in the fighter pilot business a high speed, low drag operation. And everybody that when you donate, you want to know that your dollars are making a difference. So we've been good stewards of those funds and helping these families to the max extent possible.
And personally, I want to congratulate you for that. Many of the 501s and just other organizations don't come close to that 87%, and that's a sad, sad scenario that for any of us, the taxpayers and the people that earn their money and want to work with an organization, you want to know that it's going for the purpose that it's intended. Let me ask, with the number that you all have helped at this point, is there any, how do you, I know how you pick them of sorts, but how do you choose the ones that you're going to give scholarships to, and do you have any formula for where they go to school, or can they choose where they want to use their scholarship?
Well, number one, we do not tell people what their dreams are. We just want to provide the fuel for them to go after their dreams. And our scholarships are very unique in that they start at in first grade.
Wow.
And they go all the way through post-secondary into graduate school, medical school. And so, you know, I wear a bracelet on my hand of a veteran who was F-16 pilot and was killed and left five children behind when he died in Iraq. And they were eight all the way down to six-month-old twin daughters. And it's a great example of how we work as an organization. So all of his kids are in a private Christian school in San Antonio, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll take them all the way through our scholarships, average $5,000 a year per child or spouse. And once you are in our system or pipeline, our commitment is to continue on with that with that legacy. And you know, they come to us through our website as an application process. And you know, every year we have a scholarship team that evaluates the situation, the sacrifice that was made. And we rank those, and we help everybody we can. You know, this year we had almost $5 million in qualified, vetted, unfunded scholarship requests at Fold. So that's why we get up early every morning and stay up generally pretty late working on the mission to make sure we don't leave any family behind.
Dan, did you have a question?
Dan, how do people know about your organization, and how are they able to give? Do you have a website that they get through?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the website, freedom isn't free, as we know, and so we definitely need those donations, and it's Folds of Honor, like the folded flag, foldsofhonor.org, and people can go out there and make a donation. We have a wingman program, which is very popular. Folks giving, we ask $13 a month, and why the number 13 ties back into our namesake, the Folds of Honor. So when you see an American flag in its triangled shape, there are 13 folds that bring it to that place. And so it's been a great program, and we encourage people, again, it's foldsofhonor.org, and to visit the website and make a donation, and we'd be blessed to pay it forward.
Do you all have a...
Is a typical donor a small donor, or do you have large organizations that also kick in substantial amounts?
We do. We have some very large partners. Budweiser is our biggest partner, and you'll see us on all of their Budweiser beer during the summer months across America. And they donate a nickel for every case sold in the months of May, June, and July to us is what it equates to. But they've donated over $13 million in the last 4.5 years to us. We're in NASCAR, Quick Trip, Kraft. You name it, Titleist, Bushnell, a lot of people in the golf space, the PGA of America, USGA, and that kind of institutional giving is absolutely invaluable to us. But I am very passionate about the folks that, you know, donate the $13.
Major.
And the rank and file Americans that want to say thank you for their freedoms and support these military families who have sacrificed so much for us. So it's really across the board.
I
would guess that you're out speaking quite a bit.
You know, anybody that'll let me talk, I will take the pulpit and try to be the voice of these families who have been lost and really left behind and don't have a voice. So absolutely,
Major. How do you track your students or your scholarship recipients? And do you have a program if they are not doing so well, or if? If there's a problem, do you all follow them throughout their...
We follow everybody very closely, and all our funds go directly to the school themselves, so it does not actually go to the recipient. And we get reports back from both the school and the recipients on their progress. And I'll tell you what, I mean, 99% of these students take care of business and are thriving with this opportunity. And those that aren't, we're able to seek out other ancillary help through counseling and things of that nature to help them out.
Where do you? We're running on to about 5 minutes. Where do you see Folds of Honor going? What are your future plans? Do you think you'll expand in any way, or continue to do what you're doing? And what does next year and 10 years look like?
Well, that's, you know, that's, it's definitely one thing I'm certain of. It's God's plan. And what we see every day is very providential here as an organization. And, you know, I don't have a goal. We're growing at a very rapid rate because of the impact we're having. And it's very quantifiable. You can see that, you know, we've got 10,000 plus recipients at this organization. We're graduating people from high school, from college, you know, every year. So I think that, you know, we're changing America, ultimately, one story at a time. But I'll share one story with you. You know, as we're winding down here, I was in a Starbucks, about 6 months ago in Atlanta Hartsfield Airport, and a lady behind me noticed my KIA bracelet. And, you know, we got to talking, and it turned out she just lost her son-in-law, and her daughter had three children. And I explained to her what Folds of Honor does, and I got an email about 2 months ago from Linda, this lady I had met at Starbucks, and she said, "Hey, Major Dan, I have no doubt that God brought us together that day in Atlanta, and I wanted to let you know that I just finished up dropping my grandchildren off for their first day of school at a Christian academy outside of Charlotte, North Carolina."
Wow.
"And Folds of Honor is paying for their education. And I want to always make sure that, you know, we are large enough to when we meet the Lindas across this great nation, that we just don't have to say thank you for your service or I'm sorry for your loss, but instead we can stand in the gap." And I don't think there's anything more noble, whether you're in the military or not in the military, that another human being can do for someone than take care of their family. If
Major,
you're not in a position to take care of your spouse or your children, to step in there and do that. So I just hope the Lord keeps blessing our mission and touching people's hearts and minds in a way that motivates them to make a donation to us in the process.
Well, you've mentioned that you have 10,000 plus recipients. How many others are out there that need help like you can provide?
Yeah, well, I told you, you know, this year we had over $5 million in unfunded requests just to our organization. But the final numbers are staggering. We're just under 1.5 million dependents who've had someone killed or disabled in Iraq and Afghanistan over the last 13 years. And of that group, nearly 9 out of 10 get no federal education assistance. So it is a daunting hill to climb, but you know, it's like when you climb in the cockpit of an F-16 the first time, you look around, you see all these switches and dials and gauges and think, man, I'm never going to be able to figure this out. But it is, you know, one bite at a time, you eat the proverbial elephant. So, you know, we're nibbling away at this. And, you know, if it's God's will, hopefully we're going to have 50 or 60 or 100,000 recipients over the next 5 or 10 years at our little organization.
This must take a massive number of people to monitor and to go through all of this. Do you have a lot of volunteers that work with you, or is it strictly staff?
No, we have an amazing group of wingmen, our volunteers from around the country that work with us. And we do have a small and efficient staff, but we've got tons of people volunteering their time and talent to help the mission.
Well, one last thing. I believe you're out of Oklahoma. Is that correct?
I am, yep. So I hang my hat here. And
Dan and I both graduated from a school called Texas Tech, which your Oklahoma State people just really were not nice to us at all.
Well, Baylor returned the favor this year.
Yeah, they did.
So you got a little Texas love in return. But, yeah, the Red Raiders are an awesome awesome institution. And, you know, the F-16 pilot I told you about who had been killed over there and his five kids were recipients, he was a Red Raider. His name was Troy Gilbert, call sign Trojan, and graduated down there in 89 or 90, I believe. So.
And back, unfortunately, they'd already closed it, but we used to have a training base in Lubbock called Reese Air Force Base.
Yeah, absolutely. They close all the good places now.
Yeah, well, I don't know how good Lubbock was, but if you wanted a sandstorm in bad conditions. Major Dan Rooney, let's one more time, how can people contribute to Folds of Honor? And we want to thank you profusely for being on today and invite you to come back anytime that you'd like to be on America's Web Radio.
Well, thank you guys very much. It's foldsofhonor.org, foldsofhonor.org, and I encourage people to donate $13 a month and say thank you to the freedoms that we enjoy. And, you know, I'll close it out by saying God bless both of you for your service to this country, and God bless America. And I just hope everybody, you know, during these crazy times that we're in, doesn't forget that we have one great wingman up in the sky, the good Lord, and can, you know, ask everybody who's out there to pray for peace, and hopefully we'll get to the right place.
Major, thank you so much
thank
for
you,
being
Major.
On.
It's been our honor.
And you're listening to America's Web Radio. We'll be back with more after this. Thank you, sir.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare. But for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. And with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
When four members of Congress all die within 4 months, each of their deaths appears to be from natural causes. But when mysterious messages begin to appear in the form of quotations from long-dead revolutionary heroes, one reporter sets out to prove the existence of a serial killer. His search discovers dark secrets and an assassin shielded by people who need the very services that only he can provide. The Sun Silas Rising, a novel by Doug Dahlgren. On Kindle or paperback through Amazon.com.
Did you miss the show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on AmericasWebRadio.com anytime you like.
Don't be hoodwinked by the left, who wants you to believe the fairy tale that we can power America on butterflies, rainbows, and pixie dust. I'm Marita Noon. Get the truth about energy on my show, America's Voice for Energy, only on America's Web Radio.
Hello, I'm Pat Rulo, hostess of Speak Up and Stay Alive, the voice for patient safety. Now heard every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. right here at AmericasWebRadio.com.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
And you're back on America's Web Radio, the Dan and
Dave Show.
Boy, I tell you, that's dragging it out of you. I wanted to... Now, if you want to know a good Dan, a nice Dan, Christian Dan, yeah, that's Major Rooney. He was a nice guy that was on, not the guy from the left. No, I'm just teasing you, Dan. I guess Dan, people named Dan are just... amazingly nice.
Yeah, we're just good guys.
You are. I don't know.
What a program. And I had never heard of this program. I don't know. I guess I've had my head under a rock. But what a program.
Yeah.
Great
and,
guy.
And so
you know,
needed, you know. It's not one of these wish programs. And I don't want to throw rocks at any of them, but one that does a lot of advertising. Folks, when they're advertising like some of these organizations do, that advertising is not free. They're paying for it. They're paying for their spokespeople, spokesman, spokeslady, whoever. And I was totally impressed with Major Rooney saying that 87 cents out of the dollar goes towards the scholarships, goes towards their mission, as opposed to some of these organizations. I don't know if you realize it or not, Red Cross happens to be one of them. They're down only like 30 to 40% of the 30 to 40 cents out of a dollar goes to their mission. It's deplorable. It's abominable that and this Folds of Honor is they do what they say and they say what they do, and that he's to be congratulated.
You know, I suspect that organizations like his start out lean and mean and then maybe kind of morph into a big, clumsy organization. Not saying that his will, but I just suspect that that's kind of the tendency, is that you get big and fat and you start eating up more of your money than you should on administrative salaries and whatnot.
Well, it's...
But 87 cents out of every dollar is awesome.
It is, and awesome. Let's hope and pray that his organization doesn't get eaten up like that. I fear, unfortunately, he had $5 million worth of requests that they couldn't honor yet, or didn't honor yet. And I fear that we're going to have more people requesting in the next few years. So whatever support somebody can give, $13 a month is a small amount. I know I'm going to go on his website and make a donation to it, and I hope other people will as well. Foldsofhonor.org, and it's Major Dan Rooney, and it's a great organization.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, one thing that makes it great too, Dan, I was just thinking about this. You know, there are a lot of things that people can do, but we stress here at America's Web Radio on a number of our shows, education. And I can't think of something better than what Dan is doing, and that's to help educate those that might not be so fortunate to be able to afford to be educated or get an education after their father or their mother has died in action.
Yeah, wouldn't that be a blessing to that father or mother to know that their child is being educated? I mean, wow.
Absolutely.
You know, even though that they're not there to do it and see it done, that somebody else would pick that up and carry it through. That's good stuff.
That is real good stuff, and
good,
we want to thank Major Dan Rooney again for coming on America's Web Radio. His time is he's pulled in many, many directions in a day's time, and we want to express again our appreciation for it and remind everybody to go to foldsofhonor.org and give whatever you can give. It's a very good cause. So, are you happy with your president?
Well, maybe he's doing the best he can. I'm not saying that he's doing a good job, but maybe he's doing the best he can. Am I happy with him? No, not really.
I tell you what, I have never... Never would I have thought I would say this, but I have never, ever been a supporter of Dianne Feinstein from your neighboring state. But I've got to give her credit.
She spoke up, didn't she?
She has spoken up and says Obama is doing a bad job and it's time to do something. Intelligence committee, and realizes that, you know, this idiot in our White House has been kicking the tin can and saying he didn't get the info. Oh, I didn't read that in the paper. It wasn't on the news last night, so how am I supposed to know about it? Well, he's been informed up one side and down the other of exactly what and where ISIS is and was and what they plan on doing, and the jerk in the White House, the community organizer from Kenya, has done nothing, has barely patted him on the butt and said the United States is here, don't screw with us. He's taken a bad situation and single-handedly made it worse.
On 60 Minutes last night, they featured a guy, a military commander in Iraq. I think he was one of Saddam's generals. And this guy is not a nice guy. I mean, he's not somebody that you would want to ever run across. But he's the commander of a bunch of guys that are fighting ISIS. And he said that if you hate ISIS and you fight ISIS, then you're a friend of his. And if you support ISIS, you better watch out because he's going to come and kill you. And so the interviewer said, so I guess the United States is a friend of yours. And he looked at her and he shook his head no. He said the United States is a big disappointment and you haven't done anything.
So. Well, I would disagree with the gentleman. I use the term loosely. The United States, we're here and we're willing. It's our leader that has done nothing. And I say our leader. He is not my leader. He is...
Well, I think what this guy was pitching for is money to buy weapons. He doesn't want the U.S. over there. He doesn't really want the U.S. actively involved, except maybe by air support.
He's in Iraq.
He wants money to buy weapons.
Well, how many weapons has Iraq lost to ISIS?
Well, it's sticky, isn't it? I mean, it's sticky. How do you what should the president do?
Well,
gooey mess.
I was again watching his former Secretary of Defense Panetta, and Panetta said, and so many others are saying, we've got to put troops on the ground. No, do I want my son there? No, I don't want anybody's son there or daughter there, but. You know, these people only understand one thing, and killing them from air doesn't mean a thing. But if they see you coming with your bayonet fixed and, take them down any way you can, then they start getting the message that we're not to be messed with. And I think the sooner we can get that message across, the better off we'll be. But I don't see, from what I understand, and from what folks in the know have told me, we've got a major problem. Even if we cut their head off in Iraq and in Syria, there are enough here in the United States already here that they're going to be bringing us serious problems over the next number of years. It's not going to happen overnight until we fund and we do the right thing. And I hate to say what Mr. Trump said about waterboarding, but, I'm ready to bring... It's them or us, and I really prefer us over them.
Well...
And I really don't care how we get there, cutting somebody's head off, or their hands or whatever... is a little bit more drastic than waterboarding. So bring on the water, bring on the boards, and let's have at it.
Yeah, it's sticky. It's a sticky mess. I don't necessarily agree with your position. I agree that ISIS is an evil organization and it needs to go away, but I really don't know how to make it go away. I don't think you can kill them fast enough. I think they're drawing from a large pool of moderate Muslims, and those moderate Muslims migrate towards the radical end of the scale, and then ISIS radicalizes them even more, puts a vest on them, and away they go. They don't care if they die. They have almost an unlimited number of recruits.
On that, we're going to have to let people think about it, Dan. We've got to take a break.
Let's take a break.
We'll be back with the Dan and Dave Show right after this.
Watchdog. is a term given an organization like the United States Justice Foundation, which since 1979 has been watching out and, when necessary, taking the appropriate action from testifying to litigating to protect our constitutional rights. USJF, a nonprofit organization, is nationally recognized not only as a watchdog, but many in the government, as well as those involved in legal cases, have also called the USJF a bulldog for the tenacious approach in their presentation and proof of what is right. Find out more at www.usjf.net. Support USJF as they support you.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on AmericasWebRadio.com anytime you like.
Don't be hoodwinked by the left, who wants you to believe the fairy tale that we can power America on butterflies, rainbows, and pixie dust. I'm Marita Noon. Get the truth about energy on my show, America's Voice for Energy, only on America's Web Radio.
The United States Justice Foundation, since 1979, has been dedicated to instructing, informing, and educating the public on legal issues confronting America. That means you and me. When necessary, this nonprofit organization has had to litigate to present the constitutional view. Since 1980, USJF has submitted testimony to the U.S. Senate on all but one U.S. Supreme Court nominee. Learn more about USJF by visiting their website at www.usjf.net. Support this nonprofit as it defends our rights, our liberty, and our Constitution.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
And welcome back to America's Web Radio. And it's the Dan and Dave Show. And again, we've had Major Rooney on, Major Dan Rooney on, as a matter of fact, and out of Oklahoma. I thought I was pretty nice to him, he being an Okie and all that kind of stuff. Tech did well this weekend. They had a bye.
They didn't lose. I was going to ask. I didn't see them in the schedule, so I figured they must have had a bye.
Well, they didn't lose, unless I don't know.
That's
I haven't
true.
Gotten all the information in yet. Somebody could have tripped and stumped their toe, or could be out for the next 3 weeks. They play this Thursday. I don't know, some little school that they have the Longhorns or something like that. I don't know.
Well, the Oregon Ducks played USC this weekend and did great. They kicked Trojan butt, and it was a great game. I enjoyed watching it, although I only got to watch the second half because I was working the first half.
Work? Work? You said that word again. Work?
Yeah, I know, but Oregon looked sharp. Except for a little third quarter incident, but they looked real sharp.
With when Oregon plays somebody, because of their uniforms, do they pass out some kind of sunglasses or 3D glasses so people, can bear to watch their uniforms?
I think their uniforms are worth 6 points. Every time they go on the field, I think the uniform's worth 6 points.
That's all?
I think so.
Oh, okay. No, they're a good team. I like their uniforms. I think they've been quite creative, with their... I wonder, is that the coach that comes up with those uniforms, or do you know?
I think it's Nike. It's Phil Knight, CEO of Nike, and he gives millions and millions to Oregon. And so I think they design the school uniforms.
Huh.
But they must have 30 or 40 varieties. It's amazing.
Decisions for play day. Oh, my goodness. Which one are we going to wear today? What are we going to wear on the field to impress our opponents?
Worse than my wife. She came out of the closet this morning, and she says, how about this? And I said, I don't know about that. And so she goes back in the closet, comes out. She does that five more times. And, you know, finally we agreed on one, and she says, okay.
You know, I can relate to that. I have that problem. Which pair of Levi's do you want me to wear?
The blue ones? Or
yeah, the blue ones, or the light blue ones, or the dark blue ones, or the medium blue ones.
Yeah.
Or the ones that have the
Levi's
hole in the knees. So,
I don't wear Levi's, though. I mean, do you actually wear Levi's?
Yes, sir.
Brand
worn
name.
Worn them since I was about 2 years old, I think. And I'm still that size. I've never changed. It's, you know, got the first pair I ever wore. Actually, I've
first
got
pair I, ever
this has nothing to do with nothing, but I've got something that is the coolest thing going. Now, I'll say a name that I know you'll remember because you're older than dirt, too, but my aunt and uncle, I think it was that, and he owned a humongous ranch in New Mexico in near Tucumcari. But I think they were the ones that gave me this, and I don't know what the value is on it, but I'm sure it's worth a chunk at this point. I have an original, and it is leather, no question about that, leather vest and Roy Rogers chaps. Leather and vest and chaps with Roy Rogers, the RR as a brand on my chaps and on my vest, as a matter of fact. That I think they're about a, I think I got them when I was about 5 years old. Because I was still in, I was into Cowboys at that time. I'm still into Cowboys. But Dallas Cowboys. But anyway, that is the coolest thing. And I let my sons carefully play in them as they were growing up. And then I bought another set for them. And it was hard finding them, as a matter of fact. But a Roy Rogers chaps and vest. Got to be hard. They got to be worth some money.
Oh, that's got to be worth big money. Yeah.
You couldn't find that. Just ought to put it. What would you do? Put it on like eBay and see, or Amazon or something.
No, you don't ever want to sell it.
Oh, I don't want to sell it. I'm just curious what it's worth. How would you find out?
You'd take it to one of those collector shows and get it appraised.
Ah. Huh.
You'd Google it. That is where you would start. But you would want somebody that's an appraiser to take a look at it.
Yeah.
And give you a value. Yeah, it's probably worth 50, 60 bucks.
Oh, no. There's no chance that I would even... 50 or 60 bucks? You've got to be kidding. I wouldn't even think about something a price like that. I mean, I wouldn't sell them anyway, but 50 or 60 bucks? Huh. 5 or 6,000, maybe, but 50 or 60 bucks. I mean, there's something that there's no way you could find this today any place. But by the same token, you'd have to be a Roy Rogers and know who Roy Rogers was.
Well, I have a Gene Autry gun and holster and belt.
Good for you.
So, you know. Yeah.
Gene Autry. Yeah. That's how Roy Rogers got his start, was because Gene Autry was on strike. And they needed an... And you know where Roy Rogers started out? Or where he was when he got the call from Hollywood?
Lubbock, Texas.
Lubbock, Texas. He and the Bar O boys were... They did a live radio show on KFYO radio. And... A friend of ours, we were friends of the Sons of the Pioneers, the backup that ultimately became the Sons of the Pioneers. We were friends with a gentleman named Tim Spencer. His wife was a friend of my mother's, Velma Spencer. And not that anybody cares, but they started out in Lubbock, Texas, and he got his call. They wanted a singing cowboy to replace Gene Autry, and they got him.
Hmm.
So, and his name was Sly, what was it? I can't remember off the top of my head. But he when he got to Hollywood, he was renamed Roy Rogers.
And, he wasn't born that way, was he?
No, not exactly. But anyway, it was very interesting. The Barrow Boys, the reason they had named themselves that was it was during the Depression, and they were hungry, and they weren't getting paid very well in Lubbock, so they would thank Mrs. Smith for that wonderful cake and Mrs. Jones for the delicious fried chicken, and then all of a sudden people started bringing them food, and Velma, who was Velma Blanton at the time, that was her maiden name, Blanton, Velma Blanton brought a pecan pie, and Tim Spencer fell in love with it and with Velma, and we know the rest of the story. The Sons of the Pioneers and Roy Rogers did quite well. So there.
Well, you need to write a book. I mean, you got all of the makings of some great stories there. You could have a book about Lubbock. Came through Lubbock.
You know,
there's been a bunch of them.
Yeah, it's amazing. Buddy Holly. You know, you can go on at Mac Davis. Mac was a friend.
None of them stayed. They all left.
Mac saw Lubbock in his rearview mirror. But Mac used to come into my dad's business with his father, and we hired one of the original crickets. A guy named Nicky Sullivan worked for my dad, and Lubbock is an interesting town of folks that have come from Lubbock. Or there's somebody now that's, and I can't even think of the name, but he's evidently big time and is from Lubbock. Dan, I got to make my phone call that I make every Monday to get the surveying people online. So,
well, I'm gonna tell everybody how they can donate to the Just Dan Benefit 501c3. So I'm gonna do a fundraising call.
Good.
Here, I know that we have a bunch of listeners. And I just want everybody to know that if they donate over $100, that I'll send them my latest book, which is, what is my latest book here? I know I've got it here someplace. It's about funneling. It's your guide to attracting new customers. On the side, I do marketing, so every once in a while I publish a book. And if you give over $100, I'll send you my new book. Can't beat a deal like that. Or you could go on Amazon and buy it for $6.
Do they have to pay the shipping if you give it to them?
No, I pay shipping.
Wow, such
a
deal. I
throw shipping in there. It's a small book.
Huh.
It's a very small book.
It's a small world, too. You never know.
It's a small world, yeah.
I think Walt Disney capitalized on that or something, didn't he? But anyway.
Good show today. Major Dan was a great guest. I think we should have more guests. And, you know, just watch out. We don't want to have too many from Oklahoma. We don't want to get a bad rap.
That's true. With that being said, though, Dan, it's time to put the plug in the jug. We got to get out of here and make room for the land surveyors to come in and talk to us. So we will see you next week. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And we'll talk to you after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, amen.
Take care, Dan.
You bet. Thanks, Dave.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.